You ever have to pinch yourself? Is this a dream season for you?
We'll see when it's over. I think we've done some good things so far this year, but we're just going to come back in tomorrow and try and beat Kansas. I mean, I don't know. A lot of those will be answered at the end of the season, I think.
What's this rebuild been like these last 3 years?
It's taken a lot of hard work. We got a tough team that's been through a lot. It's put the work in. So I'm happy we're getting to experience, some of these things. It's paid off for us a little bit, but we're not done. We got a lot more we want to do. But I'm glad we've put ourselves in a good position this year. And we got a big one next week against Kansas.
A week ago, you mentioned how you and the seniors would have to try to turn this thing for this week, get through what happened against Oklahoma. How difficult, or was that difficult?
It was tough last week after the game, but, I think at least I felt very lucky Sunday to come in and, still have, our dreams in front of us and, feel like we're in control of our own destiny. So I think a lot of the guys took that approach, put in some work, good work this week against.
You're a former tight end.
Yeah.
Lynch, a former running back, wide receiver, whatever he is. You guys are a part of that so-called the process. What is the process?
It's hard to put a definition on it, I guess, but to me, it's coming in and doing what needs to be done every day, regardless of how you feel, regardless of what you want to do. Just coming in, putting your head down, going to work, and bringing other guys along to do the same.
Do you feel like because what you did or Blake did or others did that it's now easier for someone else to have to when they're asked to do something different?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think sometimes, like with me and Blake's situation, we weren't sure how it was going to work out, but hopefully, people can look at us someday and see, okay, coaches know what they're doing, they're going to put you in the right position. So maybe people will see that someday and see some of the success we've had and say, okay, it'll make it easier for someone down the road to buy in maybe.
Did you flop on that?
He gave me a shove. I was like, I'll try and back roll out of this, and I got a big belly in the way these days. It wasn't as athletic as I thought it would be, but I got up. But he gave me a little shove. I would have tipped over, but I tried to roll out of it.
Wait a minute, that was a flop. You flopped?
No, he gave me.
You learned that from Mono Ginobili or something like that.
No, he gave me a push. I was falling over, but tried to roll out of it. That probably didn't look too athletic.
What's it like to smile after a game? Because you have been through both the highs and then the lows, and now what you're at right now.
It's good. Especially, we hadn't beaten those guys since I've been here, so that definitely feels good. And I'll smile tonight, but I'll be back tomorrow with my straight face, ready to beat Kansas. So we'll get to work on that tomorrow.
Was the team doing?
Okay. About that last Saturday. Yes.